We first of all are followers of Jesus, and we share and celebrate with you today. Second of all, we are married a couple, and we get to work together. And we met actually in graduate school to become therapists, counselors, those kinds of people. And along the way, the Lord asked us to do some different things that were unanticipated and unexpected. And one of those is the ministry that your pastor talked about this morning. So we work for an organization called Pure Desire Ministries. You may have heard them. It's a worldwide organization that helps people who struggle with sex addiction. Okay, thanks, honey. You help. So just some of the statistics you may have heard or not, and if you go online and look, there's a lot of different ones, but some set says 70% of men in the church and around 34% of women struggle with unwanted sexual behavior. The average age that a child is first exposed to pornography today is somewhere around the age of 11. In some circles, they're saying that's even younger. 91.5% of men and 60% of women report consuming pornography in the last month. And 69% of pastors in one study we saw say porn has adversely impacted their churches. So we know this is a significant problem that isn't growing less, it's growing more because of access. A lot of it has to do with access. The smartphones that we carry provide information and access that at a level that was never seen before. And so we were recruited a few years ago, and if you want more information, we're hereafter, we could talk about it. It's a long story. But the Lord found us and showed us this ministry, and so we've been working together for Pure Desire for a few years now. And we're going to have a handout for you today about some of the ways that Pure Desire works with people. Do you want to talk about that, honey?
Yeah, we recognize that this is a hard subject to talk about. It's a hard subject to bring up. It's a hard subject to bring up to people that you know that are struggling, or maybe you're struggling. So there are so many different avenues that you can take, and that's what we want to let you know, that help is available. And what we do know about sexual addictions, and any addiction for that matter, is they don't happen because you're wrong or broken. They happen because of trauma. So any kind of an addictive behavior is a way to kind of numb out, not have to deal with life on life's terms. So there's absolutely no shame involved here. I will say that Pure Desire, if you go to www.puredesire.org, you can get lots of information, free information. We have blogs weekly. There's a different blog every week. There's a different podcast every week. There's lots of help out there. And so we're going to give you a handout on our ministry and what it does. It's the Lord's ministry.
That's right. It is the Lord's ministry. So yeah, trauma is certainly in my own story, growing up with an alcoholic father, a father who left all the time. Every 6 weeks or so, he would disappear. Back in the days when there was no internet, there were no cell phones, people disappeared. They actually disappeared. And then as a child, that's part of the problem where we talk about trauma. And trauma doesn't have to be giant, horrific things. It could be things that are harmful, or as Dr. Ted Roberts, our founder, said, anything that wasn't indicated in the garden where our paradise would have been with the Lord in this reality is different. And again, as children, we try to make sense of things that don't make sense. And so that's where trauma comes in. And Michael Dye, who wrote a wonderful book on addiction, which he calls coping behavior, is anything that we do to push aside or numb, as my wife said, unwanted thoughts, feelings, or memories temporarily. And the problem with it is it never solves anything, and that's where we come in. That's where groups, the handout that Tom's giving now, groups come in, talking to people, getting this out of the darkness and into the light. That's where people find healing. And so the Lord has provided this ministry. Other ministries are around that do this kind of work. And it's just a blessing to people that we get to work with. We work with a lot of couples, but we also work with individuals going through a process that leads to healing. So if you have any more questions about this, we'd love to talk to you further at the end of this service. And thank you again for allowing us to be here.